Okay, the next argued case this morning, number 21-2040, VDPP, LLC, against Vizio, Incorporated. Mr. Worsen.
Good morning, Your Honors. Matt Worsen for VDPP. We believe that the district court...
Can you speak up a little, please?
Yes, Your Honor. We believe that the district court misapplied Williamson in this case. So I'd like to begin by discussing Williamson and then a later case decided in 2021, Rain Computing. In both cases, the Federal Circuit affirmed the invalidity of patent claims under Section 112 as invoking paragraph 6 and being indefinite under paragraph 2. In Williamson, the claim term was distributed learning control module. In Rain Computing, the claim term was user identification module. In both cases, this court looked at the claim language and looked at the specification for evidence of whether one of ordinary skill in the art would read those terms and have reasonable certainty as to what they were and what he or she needed to perform that element of the claim. And at that step, that would be to invoke paragraph 6. And it's our position that the district court here erred by invoking paragraph 6 in the first place. The claim terms, and to compare these to the two modules just referenced in Williamson and Rain Computing, the terms here are processor and storage. And so to start off with, if the court looks at the claim language, there is plenty of teaching as to what one of ordinary skill in the art would need in order to perform this element or these elements of the processor and the storage. And so to take it as an example, claim 1 of the 444 patent, the storage is going to store image frames. That's the storage's function. And it's our submission that, and this is referred to in the specification, that the patentee here used off-the-shelf computing components and, in fact, specified a firm in Massachusetts that the patentee got good results with for the computing elements, including the storage. The processor, it performs a number of functions which are recited in the claims. First of all, the processor is going to need to obtain an image frame from a video stream. The processor needs to expand to modify the image frame. The processor needs to generate a bridge frame. The processor blends the bridge frame and the modified image frame. And finally, the processor displays these images.
Are these all functions?
They are functions, Your Honor. They are functions that define, the functions just listed define exactly what this processor in claim 1 of the 444 patent needs to achieve.
That's not structure.
It is structure, Your Honor. And we rely on this court's decision in Nevro for the idea that it's not per se a Section 112 problem for the patentee to define the claim according to functions.
But in a case like this, with issues like this, it isn't so much other decisions that matter. It's what these particular patents say and how they use the terms. Incidentally, are these patents expired? I see they go back to 2002.
These patents are not expired, Your Honor. But to follow up on the question, Your Honor, these claims are very particular as to the functions that the processor needs to perform. And so to analogize to another term, screwdriver, that is so well known in the art that the artisan doesn't need to know how the screwdriver works. And we would compare the same thing.
But doesn't a processor need code in the sense that a screwdriver doesn't?
Not, Your Honor, not special code to perform these functions. Our argument is that in the specification, and perhaps I could read from it, it's at page 82 of the appendix.
Which patent are you referring to?
The 922 patent, Your Honor. Page 82 of the appendix, at line 58, blending of the...
Of column what?
Oh, I'm sorry, column 9, Your Honor. Page 82. A blending of the pictures is accomplished in any manner which allows for both pictures to be merged in the same picture frame. And now jumping down to line 62, blending is done in a conventional manner, using conventional equipment, suitably photographic means, a computer, an optical printer, or a rear screen projection device. And then jumping down again to line 67, suitable software programs include Adobe Photoshop, Media 100, and Adobe After Effects. Good results have been obtained with Media 100 from Multimedia Group Data Translations, Inc. of Marlborough, Massachusetts, USA. The point is that the specification is teaching the artisan, go to this firm in Massachusetts. They will provide you with generic computing components which fulfill the functions of this invention. And so you can get a generic processor. And so that's why we're arguing that ZeroClick applies to this case and would be the basis to reverse the district court. Because as in ZeroClick, where the claims had elements of the prior art, conventional computing programs, that was not the point of novelty in the invention. The patentee was not claiming as novel those prior art programs. They provided the environment within which the invention would work and deliver the novel result. That's what I have to present to the court.
Can I just ask, I had thought on the threshold question, is whether the term processor and the term storage is understood by persons of skill in the art as the name of a structure, right? And if not, we can just stop talking about 112F. Is that the point or not? And I would think processor at least, storage at least with storage device, has probably been used in thousands upon thousands of patents, and it would be quite a stunning change, would it, to say that suddenly that is covered by 112.6?
Yes, I agree.
112F now, I guess.
I agree. I think that's the. That's our point.
You were pausing just because you were thinking I'm omitting something. What are you thinking I'm omitting?
No, Your Honor. I was just making sure I agree. I mean, I don't believe there's a Section 112 issue here, and I think that's what Your Honor is saying, that these claim terms communicate to the artisan exactly what is needed. And so storage, processor, they should be construed and given their ordinary
names. They're names for structures that skilled artisans would recognize as names for structures.
That's our point.
Okay.
Without further questions, I'll reserve the remainder of my time.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Barquist.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court, Charles Barquist for Vizio. If I could address the last question from Judge Toronto, I think the important thing to keep in mind in looking at these patents and the asserted claims is that it's not just storage, it's not just processor. It's storage and processor adapted to do several functions. And that's why you can't just think about just processor alone. It's not processor, period. It's processor adapted to do a long list of functions. And that's why I think it fits into Williamson, where Williamson said, if it recites function without reciting sufficient structure for performing that function. And there's no structure, certainly it's not cited in the claims, and not even in any of the specifications, that provides structure that performs those functions. I think it's important to keep in mind that these are apparatus claims.
How does that put it, make it a means plus function, which is to say, a nonce word, means, module, device, something like that, not recognized as a structure in the real world. I guess I'm quite confused about that.
I don't think affirming Judge Selna in this case is not going to be reversing hundreds of cases or patents that you referred to, Your Honor. Again, the point here is that it's processor adapted to certain things. That's the claim.
So it's a structure,
right?
Something recognized, and now it has to have additional properties. I thought patents do that all the time.
Right.
So that doesn't make every... How do we start talking about 112.6?
There's no disclosure about how to use or program or adapt, which is what adapt is the term from the claim. There's no disclosure about how to...
No disclosure? Are we talking about enablement now?
Well,
Which is not about 112.6.
Again, under Williamson, even if there's some structure, if the claim nevertheless recites functions without sufficient structure to perform those functions, then 112.6 applies. I mean, one of the cases that we cite, I think, is very useful, Your Honor. It's the GoDaddy case, which is a district court case that was affirmed by this court on a Rule 36 order. And in that case, the claim was a processor for associating, and I'm paraphrasing here, associating two types of data to generate a third type of data. And the court found, the district court said, processor does connote some structure. But when you think about processor for associating this data, which was the claim there, like the claim here, is processor adapted to do certain things, the court found that it was not sufficient and that there was not sufficient structure disclosed for performing those associating functions called out in the GoDaddy claim. So the court found that you have to disclose an algorithm that would be necessary to transform that general purpose processor into the special processor called for by the claim. There, a processor for associating. Here, a processor adapted to do several functions. PDPP insists throughout their whole brief and insisted this morning that conventional equipment could meet this claim. If a conventional computer could meet this claim, then there's no limitation on what this claim covers.
Wait a minute, just say that again, that didn't scan.
If a standard processor meets this claim because it could be programmed to do the functions called for by the claim, then there's no limitation. Any processor I mean, then the claim is reduced to two things. It's a storage and a processor, period. There's no limitation on it.
Programmed to do these things.
Exactly, Your Honor.
So that
has to be
that's very tightly limiting.
Yeah, but it has to be, that's the point. It has to be programmed to do these functions, not just any processor.
Right, so I guess I don't understand what you're saying when you say you have a off-the-shelf standard computer, you can program it to do these things, and now you've got something within the claim.
But again, this is not a method claim. This is an apparatus claim. And it's an apparatus comprising storage and a processor. And if that's all it requires, if you ignore the functional language, then there's really no invention at all. So the only invention here, arguably,
I cannot follow what you're saying. What does this have to do with whether this is a means plus function claim? You have a physical thing, and now by assumption, I don't even know what the latest processors are. My knowledge is way out of date. But, you know, every computer person would know what a processor is and what it looks like, and there are a variety of them, and it's a physical thing, and it is a structure. Let's say the same thing about a storage device. And now you have a claim that says, and we need to program it to do a variety of things. Where does 112.6 come into this?
Well, again, I think it's the language from Williamson. The language from Williamson is that 112.6...
This is the language referring to Watts, which had some...
I mean, if the challenger demonstrates that the claim term fails to recite sufficiently definite structure or else recites function without reciting sufficient structure for performing that function. There's nothing in these claims...
Did you put on evidence that a processor, a general processor, could not perform these functions?
Well,
it's your burden.
Well, the only evidence is the intrinsic record of the patents. I mean, there's no expert testimony on either side here. But the question, Your Honor, is not whether someone could program a processor to perform these functions. Is clearly the claim recites these functions.
Well, I gather that your point is that these claims don't recite a storage and a processor, period. They recite a storage adapted to perform a function and a processor adapted to perform functions, and the specification has to indicate how they are adapted.
That's right, Your Honor. Thank you very much. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say, and the specification doesn't indicate how they're adapted, and there's nothing in the claims themselves that indicates how they're... The claims simply recite the functions without, as Judge Selma said, without showing how those are done.
Now, is it relevant that these patents go back to 2002 and have to be judged as of that time, that filing date?
Well, in a sense, yes, Your Honor, because a lot of language that is in the specification today was added through continuation in part and continuation applications, which inexplicably added dozens of columns, dozens of figures to the patents. But that's why VDPP and Mr. Warson are emphasizing the language from the original patent, which only says use a computer. It doesn't say anything. The word processor is not in the original application. The word storage is not in the original application. So if you go back to the original specification, there is no support of any kind for a processor or a storage, and no support for these functions that are recited in the claims that are at issue.
Now, we don't have a prior art rejection here, but I see that there are columns and columns of relevant references. This was obviously a crowded art in 2002. Does that tell us something about what one skilled in the art would know as of with respect to the meaning of these terms?
Well, again, Your Honor, what you're referring to in terms of all those references are in the later patents. They're not in the original patent. That's all been added through years and years of prosecution. But again, I think the issue is not whether one of skill in the art could take a processor and program it. The question is, given that these claims require a processor adapted to do these several functions, that converts it into a 112.6 under the Williamson test. And there is no disclosure in the claims or even in the specification for how those functions are done.
Can you just return to this? I mean, try to give me some comfort. This feels rather like what was a concern to me in Zero Click. There, I think the term was program. Here, the term is processor. Here, the term is storage. I would guess that there are thousands upon thousands of patents that use those terms and then add, of course, specific requirements for those things without anybody having dreamed of that becoming a 112.6 or 112F claim.
Well, I think in Zero Click, there were two terms that were...
I understand it. Forget about Zero Click. Address the general point I'm raising.
Okay,
these terms that clearly have and have been treated forever as having structural meaning, and therefore one can stop thinking about 112F. And of course, nobody has a patent that says, I hereby claim a processor, full stop. They say, I hereby claim a processor that does the following things, and isn't that nifty and inventive? And the questions are not, is that suddenly a 112F claim, but whether, you know, whether they're enabled, how prior art, how they fit with prior art, and so on.
Well, I think these claims are not a processor stop and then a processor that can be programmed to do X, Y, Z. It's a processor adapted to. Again, there are only basically two limitations to each of these claims. It's storage adapted to do something and processor adapted to do several things. And so it's not a standalone processor. I mean, I don't know what more to say about it. I mean, in Zero Click, there was
proceed on the assumption that every year there are 1,000 and have been, this has been true for, 50 years, 10,000 patents coming out of the patent office that says a processor adapted to do various things.
Well, we haven't seen those, Your Honor. I mean, we haven't seen...
This is all in the word, in the phrase adapted to? Is that what we're talking about?
And I think it's very important, yes, because that is the claim limitation. It's a processor adapted to do these 5, 6, 7 functions.
Your point isn't that it's important, it's critical.
Well, yes, Your Honor.
What claim language in prior cases would be like this as having been and has been held to fit within means plus function? And don't just say, here's a phrase from Williamson that referred to Watts. The claim language is radically different there.
Well, I mean, we cited the, and I mentioned the GoDaddy case.
Right, that wasn't our case, right?
Which was affirmed here on Rule 36, admittedly. I mean, we cited the HTC case, which talked about whether a processor and a transceiver were sufficient structure for meeting the limitation of an arrangement for reactivating.
Right, there the claim language was something, arrangement for doing
arrangement
something.
Arrangement for reactivating.
Clearly nonce-word language, so indisputably within 112.6, and the question was whether the spec was enough. So that's not a case either.
Right.
So what is a case that says when you take a structural term, like processor, and say it's adapted to do something, now we're talking about 112.6 if what? If the entire adapted structure is, I don't even know how to finish that sentence, is what?
Well,
a structure.
I think Williamson answers it. If the claim recites function without reciting sufficient structure for performing that function, and it doesn't recite any structure for performing those functions, it just says a processor adapted to.
Unless a general processor will do that when it's adapted to do that.
Well, unless it could be programmed to do it. But that's the whole point. There's nothing that shows how it's programmed.
I'm not making any progress.
Well, and I apologize, Your Honor, that I'm not answering your question as
well
as I could.
Your point also is that aside from the adapted to, there's no invention.
Exactly. I mean, without those...
I'm sorry, so 112.6 is now an inquiry into whether there's an invention? I thought that's 102, 103, enablement, et cetera.
Understood, Your Honor. And that's not what I'm saying. But I mean, we have to try to understand these claim limitations in the proper context. And I mean, if you don't interpret processor adapted to do several things as a specially programmed processor, then there is nothing. There's nothing except this is an apparatus that has a processor and a storage, period.
Counsel, would you concede that there's a distinction between the storage and the processor? Storage is simply storage. Processor has a number of steps. So it would seem the decision with respect to storage might be a little weaker.
I would agree, Your Honor, that the storage limitation is a closer call. I would agree with you on that.
And why?
Because there's only one function called out.
Images.
Storing images, and that's what storage does. But a processor, again, the processor is adapted to do these several steps.
And that makes it more structural?
Well, that indicates that there's, that the limitation is something that is more than just a processor. It's a processor that has to be programmed to do the steps called out. And there's no support for that.
No support. What does that mean, no support?
Well, I mean, again, under 112.6, there's no disclosure.
I thought we were talking about the threshold question of whether this terminology invokes 112.6 at all, not whether, once invoked, the spec satisfies it.
Well, I think it's related, Your Honor. And again, I go back to the language from Williamson. Does it recite function?
So really all you have is that phrase from Williamson which involved claims nothing like this. And so neither did Watts.
Well, I mean, I think Williamson is pretty strong authority in this court. And
there
I
are a lot
can,
of things,
but, can rely
but you're taking this phrase and doing something. I mean, I guess my problem is this feels like something I have never, ever seen and that would have radical effects on making 112.6 an avenue for discussing all kinds of things that it has never been an avenue for.
Well, again, I think this claim, you have to keep in mind, this claim is a processor adapted to do these several things. It's not just a processor. And I think that's the distinction, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
Anything else?
No.
Any more questions? Thank you, counsel.
All right. Thank you very much.
We have rebuttal for Mr. Warsi.
Thank you, Your Honors. Just 2 points. First of all, the counsel raised a preemption concern that these claims could cover any processor, any storage, and it hits a number of points that we're discussing here. These claims really cabin the processor and cabin the storage to performing the claimed invention. And so there is no broad coverage to these claims. A processor or a storage would have to be within the apparatus that achieves these functions. Then my second point would be that the root question we have is, do the claims with reasonable certainty communicate the scope of the invention? And we believe they do. We believe, for example, that Vizio has enough. They're in the market, and they know the type of processor that does or does not fulfill the functions that are recited in the claims. At root, this is a question about claim scope, and is that claim scope reasonably communicated?
Is it a question of claim scope or whether there is structure defined only by the function that the structure performs. And putting Williamson aside, Williamson relies on the statute. And the statute talks about structure, inadequate structure, that does not, like a screwdriver, indicate what it performs. And then you look at the specification to see if it tells if it tells how to perform these functions.
We believe, and we rely on the Nevro v. Boston Scientific case for this concept that functional language can be limiting, and it is here. So sometimes...
Does that case deal with the word processor?
It doesn't, Your Honor, and it's a paragraph 2 case. That's another distinction. But that's really the question before the court, and it is about claim scope. And does one of ordinary skill in the art read these claims, and with reasonable certainty, can he or she tell what kind of processor do I need to fulfill this invention? We think the recitation of functions is highly specific. Generic computing equipment, generic processors will do. That's said in the specification. And we don't see any Section 112 concerns under either Paragraph 2 or Paragraph 6. With that, without questions, we just ask that the court reverse and remand. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to counsel. The case is taken under submission.